Hi, and welcome to my website as we get into April and the spring. A lot to tell you here this week. I just got back from a trip over into both France and Spain, a little business, a family pleasure, and really had a nice time this time of year. Lots of rain over in that part of the world, but lots of politics too. Tremendous interest in what's happening in the United States. I was overwhelmed with the fact that Obama is just a hero everywhere you go over that way. The French and the Spanish, by and large, put all the blame on our present economic crisis right on the Bush administration and are very excited about their whole flow of what Obama could do for the world and bring peace down to that part of the world. They're very, very sensitive over there because they're so close together. Those countries are like, you know, going from France to Spain is, you know, kind of like going from New Orleans over to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And there is a huge influx of Muslims into Europe. They are very close to being within missile range of a number of Eastern European and countries in the Middle East. And so as a consequence, they live under, in their opinion, much more fear and concern than we have in the U.S. And so they're excited about Obama, and they hope that he can bring some stability to the whole world situation that they feel directly affects them. The economy doesn't seem to be as bad over there, by the way, as it does here. I was really taken in Paris about how clean the streets were, how positive people were, how buoyant they were. Everything was just so clean over there. I would ask cab drivers, well, this is a city of 5 million people. What kind of crime is here? And they said, there's no crime. They have no fear of walking anywhere in the streets at any time of day or night. What a comparison to New Orleans and Baton Rouge and most of the places in Louisiana where the crime rates continue to skyrocket. We feel very, very unsafe. You can knock all the socialists to Europe you want to. Very safe and very clean compared to what I find right where I live in Louisiana. So I just share that perspective with you. Came back home and it's been quite a time for the Brown family. I have a new grandchild. My oldest daughter just had her second son. So it's great to have a couple of boys. I want to get them down here in Louisiana, get them on the four-wheelers and get them up to the camp and kind of rough them up. That New York life doesn't maybe toughen them up quite as much, but very excited about our new grandchild, my third grandchild here in the family. That was good news. My brother faced a very serious operation this week, and if it was successful, had a real problem with his back, had screws that actually had come out of his back from a previous operation. He's doing well. And of course, the big news Monday night was that my North Carolina Tar Heels, where I had the honor of going and getting a basketball scholarship and a track scholarship there at Carolina, that I follow the Tar Heels with great interest, and there was a lot of hype about maybe Michigan State was going to come back and beat them. I knew they didn't have a chance. This was the year of destiny for North Carolina. This team was ready to get their championship, and I felt that the whole year. And I was not at all surprised at the big blowout from the basketball championship. Interesting video, by the way, I put up on the website you'll see right now about congratulating the Tar Heels and what those folks think of Carolina. They played up their big, huge victory, but they also played up the academics of the university, the fact there are Rhodes Scholars and so many educational opportunities here in North Carolina. I'll give you one figure. I plan on writing about this here maybe in the next week or two. I checked with the Dean of Admissions because I'd heard this was true from a friend, and the Dean confirmed this. Every day, Monday through Friday, the Dean of Admissions at North Carolina sends 30 names of the best and the brightest in North Carolina. They want to try to keep those kids coming to Chapel Hill. The names go to the president of the university. The president, or the chancellor in this instance, has agreed to make 30 calls a day to the best and the brightest. Sometimes it is just high school kids. Rather, sometimes they're sophomores and juniors in high school. They're younger kids that he's saying, look, take a look at Carolina. We care about you. We want you to come. If you come, we will entertain you and your family for the weekend. Give us a good look. Really interesting. You just don't hear about that kind of thing happening in the state of Louisiana in any of our colleges. So I share that with you. Go Tar Heels. Very proud of them. Thanks for listening to my site and taking in a lot of information this week. We'll talk to you here next week right here on the Jim Brown blog and at jimbrownla.com.